Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
If I could waltz through a lifetime with you, every step would be easy to do. From the first step you make to the last breath we take, I'd be happy just dancing with you. As I waltz through this lifetime with you, all my cares disappear into blue. Every moment in time makes me so glad you're mine. When I waltz through this lifetime with you, good times and bad, happy and sad, we can complain of the life that we had. When our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say, I've not wasted this lifetime away. That we've had. When our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say, I've not wasted this lifetime away. When our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say, I've not wasted this lifetime away.
On the program now is Dave Sheriff. Welcome.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
It's good. It's a long time since I've seen you, a long time since we spoke, but there's some really terrific news that's just been announced, and I'll let you tell us.
Well, yeah, I was very fortunate that Danny Boyle, the director of the Trainspotting 2 movie, he chased me, found me on the internet to use my song Red Hot Salsa in the film, which is brilliant news for me, obviously, because the film's going to be massive and it's worldwide, of course. So it just hopefully give a rebirth to the Red Hot Salsa song, which has been around for 20 years now.
It's incredible, and it was such a popular song, especially in the early days when I used to do the line dance festivals at the NIA and Wembley and all.
Yeah,
that.
That's right. Yeah,
and it was always featured, and all the audience were always requesting the song because it was their favourite dance.
Yeah, and it's still done sort of nationwide. You know, it's become a bit of a standard on the line dance scene. You know, so which is brilliant for me, obviously.
Because you still do that regularly, don't you? You're still part of that.
Not really, no. I mean, the music has moved on from my style of music on the line dance scene, although I am, I've just come back from the Crystal Boot Awards at Blackpool, which is the national, the international award festival for the line dancers, because I'm part of their Hall of Fame set-up for the early work that I've done, so it does keep me in touch with what's going on the line dance circuit. But as far as the gigs are concerned, I don't do a lot on the line dance circuit. I tend to do more on the old country music club style clubs now, and I do one or two of the Irish clubs, but also I've got the the duo thing going with Carol Gordon. So we're doing quite a different lot of gigs, really.
Well, that's nice, because obviously Bob passed away some time ago now, so the two of you have now got together, because you've been friends for years, because you used to live around the Reading area.
I did. I come from that area and part of that scene, and very proud to be part of that scene, because there's still some great musicians down there, and Bob and I were good friends, and we were at school together, and we've come up through bands together, and I actually produced Carol's first EP when I was producer for Tank Records up in Warwick. She was 18 then. She came along with her dad to do her songs, and Bob was actually playing on the session, but they didn't know each other then, so they actually got together later, but because I actually knew Carol before Bob knew her,
Yeah, because that goes back to the old Tony Best days, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, I used to do all the Tony Best festivals, as you know, I was, and we did the roadshow with the Haley sisters from that, the Tony Best roadshow, and we got together. And of course, Chris, my wife, she was a driver, and Mum on the Road with the Haley sisters, and that's how we got together, so the circle turns.
So how do you see the change of country music in the UK has happened?
It's difficult, because I don't... There is some good country out there still, but I find a lot of it to be very sort of cloned, and to be honest, I don't really get a lot of the more modern stuff. Very fine line between country and hard rock, it seems, but I'm more of a traditional as far as the country music goes, with like the Murlagan and Buck Owens and sort of stuff that we've grown up with, and obviously I've expanded on that style with my own material. But fair play to them. If it's attracting the crowds that they do at C2C with the younger generation, that's exactly what you want to keep seeing going.
That's good. Going back to the film, so is there a line dance scene in the film, or?
No, I'm fortunate enough to be invited to go to the premiere, but unfortunately I couldn't do it. I was doing a duo gig with Carol, so I actually went to see the movie yesterday myself. And it's part of a party scene in a bar which they filmed in Edinburgh. They actually did it last June, but there is a big party going on, and I think it's two or three guys playing the music, and they were doing like a medley. Did Penny Arcade, and then they just went into Red Hot Salsa, and I had 30 seconds of that, but. Hey, that's good enough for me,
Yeah, so it's not you singing it. It's the
No, I'm not. There's another guy singing it, because it's all based around Edinburgh, and they're an Edinburgh trio that are actually doing it.
Right, because I see you've also got another song in another small movie in America.
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm pitching stuff to America all the time, and this is one that's come back from that, and it's a short film, but it was featured in a film festival in LA, and it could be good. I've not heard of the writers or the performers or director come to that, but I'm over here and they're over there. Obviously there's a lot more going on there that I know about, so I'm just pleased to get it away in something as big as that. Even though it's a short film, it's a part of a festival in Hollywood sort of thing, so it's great.
Well, I mean, that's great news for you, and it's great news for British country music, for that to be picked up to be used in movies. I mean, you've been on the scene for so many years now, and it's just nice, even now, new things can happen and trigger off. You must be on a pretty big high with it.
Oh, I am, yeah, because it's stuff that I've written a long time ago. I mean, both those songs. I mean, The Waltz of a Lifetime that was used in the American movie was I wrote before Red Hot Salsa. Red Hot Salsa I wrote back in '97, so it's 20 years old this month. So I'm well pleased about that,
So budding songwriters listening in, keep writing, because you just never know.
You don't. You really don't know, Lee. Something catches a director's imagination, and you don't know where it comes from. It might have heard it on the radio, or they might have heard it being played in a club. We just don't know.
Dave, it's been great talking together. We must catch up sometime on the road somewhere, and let's go out with Red Hot Salsa.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Cheers, Lee. Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to my successful song Red Hot Salsa would be just being featured in the Trainspotting 2 movie.
Then you do it again. Take a great bite to the right, and then you feel your body.